Start the meeting?
You're all set. Go ahead. It's 5:40 PM.
Correct. And I'm calling the meeting to order and ask people to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to call the roll. Adam, you're here.
Present.
Bob, you're here.
Here.
Monique? Okay, thank you. Monique is absent, unless she joins us. And so Joan Kaiser has been invited to come to the meeting. Frank Nazario asked to come to the meeting, but I see he's not logged in. So we're going to start under old business, and that's continued discussion on possible action of employee raise for maintenance / other options as proposed by fee accountant. So I'm going to ask Mark, if you're there, if we can go into executive session.
Sure. Mark, are you there? A motion in a second.
I will make a motion. Yeah. We go into executive session at 5:43.
Okay. And Adam, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Just, just indicate for the record who you're inviting in.
I'm inviting in Ellen and I'm sorry, Joan. We'll leave you in the rest. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm used to it.
All right. So, it's 5:43, and I'm going to pause the tape or the recording. Okay. Oh, so it's 5:55, and the Housing Authority is out of executive session. Madam Chair?
Correct. Adam, do you have a motion that you'd like to make?
Yes. In executive discussion, we discussed our maintenance personnel, and I would make a motion that increases Frank Nazaro from part-time to full-time at $20 an hour and includes personal medical coverage.
I will second that.
All right. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Thank you. We'll move on to B, old business. Discussion and action on the lock thing changed at Steiger Terrace. Okay, Joan, so you did some detective work, you did some talking to folks, and you had a pretty critical piece of information handed to you about this?
Yes, yeah, I did, yeah. And I think that the resident that gave it to me has some validity, but, you know, nothing's 100%, so... apparently, one of the residents got locked out over the weekend, and because of the $60 charge, the person that we're concerned about was willing to help, which he's always willing to help. And he seemed to have a device that was able to be inserted into the key part of a door and pump it, is what she said. And he kept pumping and pumping till you could hear the cylinders moving, and he was able to open the door.
Oh, it's a lock.
I'm sorry.
No, continue.
She was woken up by this. So, you know, she agreed that she wasn't fully awake. She just didn't know why Ed and John were outside his apartment and she was trying to watch. So she observed it from, you know, a fair vantage point. But the concern, as you know, was that he may possibly have a master key.
Correct.
He has said to me on multiple occasions without any of this, you know, like a year and a half ago, oh, don't worry, you know, I can help get people in. And, you know, I think most people know about the credit card ability to get in. I have tried that on the door. I have done that myself on my own house, but it did not work at Derby Housing. So I may just not be good at it, or maybe the office door is a little different than the apartment doors. But I was suggesting that to rekey everything is such an ordeal and expense. You know, I talked to Linda and Ellen, you know, on Thursday that I would kind of try to play dumb and pretend I get locked out tomorrow and see if he offers any help. That might be a little tricky, and I'm a little concerned because it will make other residents lose confidence and, you know, might be there to help, not catch them. But I think we need to find out if he truly does have, you know, access, and if so, how. And if you guys have any other thoughts, you know, please let me know.
Joan, do me a favor. Just go back and talk a little bit about the people who made complaints and what they said to you about things being moved or doors that they swore they locked being unlocked, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
So there were like four families, right? Or four?
There's four, but three. One of the four, I suspect it's a son-in-law that she has mm-hmm. given access to that is really honestly trying to help her, and she has some early dementia issues. And she clearly doesn't really remember where she put things or if she did it or whatever. So whether he's helping her or hindering, I'm not know, but I'd like to remove that from the main conversation but the other couple that had said very recently, and Ellen and I spoke about this, they came home from, they go to a drug rehab meeting every morning. And she said, it happened again, Joan. I came home, I know I locked the door and the door was open. And she did write up a complaint, and she said that was the fourth time. The other resident who moved out very recently from 13 and did not move anything to do with this episode, but she had said to me multiple times over the last maybe 12 or 15 months, you know, I put something down, I came home and it was moved, and I know I didn't put it there. You know, I think someone's been in my apartment. But again, no proof of anything. The other incident happened more recently, actually just last Thursday, the gal who gave me this information about the being able to pump the lock said that she was missing a ring, and it was a fairly valuable. But she was advised not to report it till she had searched everything to make sure it was truly missing and not just that she had misplaced it. So those are pretty much. Go ahead, Linda.
She was advised by her significant other. It wasn't anything.
That's correct.
That he said to her.
Yes, who has a matching ring so they could duplicate it. The other thing she said that was kind of interesting, I don't know where this plays part in that. The gal, it's a couple, but the gal that had said that they felt that their apartment had been opened multiple times was heading to the pawn shop. And I said to her, you know, wait a minute, that means that she may have something to pawn. And she said, no, she's going to try and go get a ring because she's missing all her rings. But I don't know where that fits in the equation, and I have not spoken to that person. They were not available Thursday for me to speak to them. So I don't know the validity of that. It's just another comment, shall we say, unsubstantiated that might give concern.
So I wanted to bring this up because you looked at the bids. They range from $39.60 to $54.14. It's a lot of money. And if it's a matter of a special tool being used and not a master key, changing the locks is not going to stop this, and it causes great expense. So I wanted to bring it to you. I know last meeting you left it to my discretion. I just didn't want to make the decision to spend that kind of money without you having all the facts.
I appreciate that. My initial concern is hearing all the things that we've been told are, again, my concern that I'm going to echo that I shared last meeting is, have the police been involved?
Not to my knowledge.
I'll tell you what, I feel the same way Adam does. I tell you, we have someone who has seen him do this. Now, we need the police to go talk to him with allegations. But we need to have the police go talk to him.
Having Joan act as this pseudo bait and catch thing is not appropriate. There's an agency within this city that exists solely to investigate these matters.
Yes.
And the fact that we have still not engaged with them is, it's more than problematic for me. It's frustrating. Yeah. And quite frankly, I think we're becoming negligent at this point, where we've now had another organized informal meeting where we're discussing this, we're acknowledging the importance of it, and we're failing to act.
Listen, I agree. We have to move on this. The police need to get involved.
Okay.
Let them go talk to them.
And I am not in favor of spending dollar one until the police have done any investigation on this. Yeah. It's clearly the very cursory level of investigation Joan has done has shown that the solution that was proposed would be ineffectual.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I think that we would be wise and, quite frankly, are responsible to make sure that our law enforcement agency is engaged.
All right. So can you make a report tomorrow and let the residents involved know that we're doing that?
How are you going to ask the police to come with supposition? Because this particular resident is extremely crafty. He will have lots of good answers denial.
Yeah, but all you have to tell him, tell him the story. Tell the police what you know.
Okay.
Decide what they have to do next.
The resident that told me that did not want to be involved because
that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Is there a tool like that available, or is this imaginary on another resident's part?
That does exist. I own a few of them just for my work to
get into. I thought you might. Okay. So it is a potential reality. And can anyone buy a tool like this?
Yes.
Oh.
It's very inexpensive.
Ay. Okay. All right. Well, that's something I didn't know. I don't usually break into things, so I didn't know quite how to do it.
Right. And again, Joan, I'm not trying to come down on you or Ellen here, but the idea that we have people that are willing to put into writing complaints, that people are in their home, we have bad actors within our facilities, and we are making the determination saying, well, your complaint is not valid enough for me to advance it to the police department. It's not appropriate. Okay. The police need to decide whether this bears their merit or not, whether they can be involved or not. And the idea that we're acting as the safeguard against our residents engaging with law enforcement, it is not where we should be.
Okay, and you feel Derby police will be somewhat effective in this case?
Well, I don't know.
We don't know.
But I'm telling you, I do not want us as an agency being the gatekeeper of residents being able to involve or access their police force. If the police force fails, let them fail.
Okay, and then what?
And then we'll have some decisions to make. But until that time, I'm not willing to say that we're going to, haphazardly throw solutions at a problem until it's been investigated by professionals.
Okay, good. All right.
All right. So we'll report to you on what happens. We'll let them know. I don't think Officer Sisko is assigned to us anymore, Joan.
No, because he hasn't come to the mayor's meeting, and maybe that's not, he doesn't have to come to all of them, but I do have his card and I can call him or email him. You let me know how you want to approach it, or if you think it's better that Ellen or one of you approach it to the
police department. I think either Ellen or Linda, as the chairman of this board, I think okay. it'd be great if you brought this up at a mayor's meeting and said, we used to have a police officer assigned to us to handle matters like this, and we no longer do. What are you doing?
That's a good question.
I'd be happy to okay. do that.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take the lead on this one and report back to you, Joan, tomorrow.
All right. Great. Okay. So I will just go into work as normal.
Yes. Please.
Tomorrow. Thank you, guys.
And we'll talk.
We don't want early. Joan Serpico. We want Joan to be happy, helpful, and and engaging the way she's supposed to.
Yes. I agree with that. Okay.
All I right. like that, Joan Serpico. That's pretty good. All right. So can then we make a motion to table the bids for the time being?
I'll make a motion. We table the on changing the security locks.
Second yes. motion.
Yeah.
Second. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion carries. All right, Joan, a million thanks to you. We're going to move
thanks,
on
Joan.
To business.
All right, take care, guys.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Bye now.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, bye, John. New business.
Bye, Ellen.
Acceptance of Ellen Oskowski's retirement letter. What is there to say?
If oh, nobody makes a
follow.
If we don't make a motion, she can't retire.
Oh, that's a rule? Yeah, you're stuck, Ellen. I've got you forever.
Never,
you
never,
what?
Never.
I will make a motion with regret that we accept the retirement of Ellen as the director of the Derby Housing Authority.
And I will second with much regret.
And I want to thank everybody for letting me work there and do everything.
It was
a little
pleasure.
Scary.
Nah.
It's a little scary, but
you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
So we have a motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, Ellen, you're gold. You're golden at the moment. Anyway. Okay, so then there's discussion and approval of Ellen Oskowski's vacation time to be paid. That is probably executive session. I'm going to text Mark again and tell him we need to go back in.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So we need to go back into executive session.
So at 6:12, I'll make a motion that we return to executive session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the motion.
Are you going to invite?
Hearing none. Ellen.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just for the record, that Monique.
Aaron.
Alexa, just for the record should reflect that Monique Barker is in the meeting now.
Oh, good.
Welcome, Monique.
Hi. Sorry
Monique.
About that.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm gonna pause the tape now. It's 6:11. Okay, it's 6:14 p.m. and the Housing Authority is out of executive session.
Okay. Bob, did you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pay the hours of vacation and was it personal time?
No, it'll be. I'm going to use that before I go. It'll just be vacation.
The vacation time to be given to Ellen.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries and we're at adjournment.
Thank
Make
you, everybody.
To adjourn.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Second.
And I will let you know what happened.
Yeah, please.
Okay. I'll let you know. I will, for sure. Okay, the mayor does know. I had a conversation with the mayor about
good.
This. But, yeah. He offered to give us another person to bid on the lock, but I'll see if we can get some help with the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that needs to be step one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yep.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank
Thanks,
you so
guys.
Much.
See ya.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Congrats, Alan.
Oh, thank you.